This looks important. Is this plans for Dev 15?
Yeah, Dev 15 is going to be based on Hyper-V, and it's going to support VMware out of the box or something.
Making that up.
Yeah.
Martin, how are you, sir?
I have no idea what's going to be going on.
How's it going?
I'm doing pretty well. Hello, welcome.
You have a moving box there. Did you just move into this office?
No, it's just my storage box. We moved offices a few months ago, and
you've settled in nicely.
Unpacked, which,
very nice.
I mean, I guess it's all the stuff that I have but don't need.
People like to see how we're living here at the Microsoft.
Yeah.
You're living out of a box and apparently on Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, yeah.
And coffee.
Me. Tea mostly.
Tea.
Coffee sometimes.
Yeah. And where's the cot where you sleep? Is that under there? Is that down here?
I sit in my chair all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So what are you working on for Dev 10 Beta 2?
For Dev 10 Beta 2, I guess a bunch of stuff, dynamic data, but there's other people who talk about that.
And yeah.
So,
do you have something on CSS?
Yeah, I worked on a few little improvements we did to some of our older controls to support better markup. Everyone knows that some of the old controls create some gnarly table-based layouts. So
we
improved some of those, and I worked on wizard and create user wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Basically kind of give it that layout template power of the list view introduced. And
so we're actually going, we're going into old controls and making them spit out better markup. We're not just leaving
controls.
Them
in
the past.
No control left behind, except for maybe data list and data grid, which are really ancient.
Right, because it's all about grid view now.
Yeah, grid view, list view.
Yeah. So show me some markup, man.
All right,
Let's do some control scroll goodness so we can see.
Some controls. So I have a... Let's see. Let's create a new item here. Am I creating that on the solution? I might be. I'll just add a... Yeah, exactly. I'll add a new web form.
Are you burned out from working on Dev 10?
No,
like
not
totally
yet.
Burnt? No?
Not yet, but we'll be hopefully wrapping it up soon, so we'll move on to...
All right. Control scroll, my friend. Stuff. Give me some big fonts.
Big fonts, control
there
scroll.
There we go. Thank you.
Okay.
Bigger
the
better.
Is that big enough?
Well, considering that I'm holding a camera over this instead of using Camtasia.
Yeah.
Never hurts.
All
right, so what do we got?
Some of the detail here. So I got a form, and let me drop a wizard control, plain old wizard.
And this has been around for a long time?
It's been around for a long time.
Is this a 2.0 control?
I think so, probably.
Yeah?
I actually don't remember. I wasn't around here when Wizard was born.
Okay.
It's ancient.
Okay.
And so when I run this guy, I'll get something. I'll get a control and,
step one, step two.
Step one, step two. And if you click on View Source, you'll
control
get...
Control scroll me for the...
Oh, it works.
Gosh.
Slower, but yeah, we're
table,
getting there.
Table, TR, TD, really giant...
Table nested.
Wow.
You know, we got a table
IDs.
Here. We got another nested table
pretty,
here.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly. We have another nested table here. So
multiple nested tables.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, there's like three levels deep.
Yikes!
It's amazing.
Okay. Make it stop.
So I can make it stop by adding a layout template, which is a new guy over here. And inside of here, I need to put a few placeholders. That doesn't work. Let's use the magic.
Again, with the snippet. Everybody's using snippets, man.
Ebo
was going bonkers with the snippets.
Easy
dude. He was crazy.
So, only I remember what they were called, actually.
So the layout template is a description of, like, I don't want this to look this way. I want to really take control.
Yeah, basically. So there are four sections of a wizard. There's a header that's kind of optional. There's the navigation list that lists all of your steps. That's also optional, but displayed by default. There's the step itself, whatever the contents is of your form. And then there's the area that contains the forward, next, finish buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So we have placeholders for all of those, and so I can put in here wizard step placeholder, or I can add a...
And a placeholder control is what? It's literally just that. It's a place to say, I want it here.
It's a control that doesn't render anything, and I mean, we could even use a diff here. And basically, it needs to be a run at server control. So, okay.
so it's something for someone to get a handle on?
Yeah, basically, the wizard is going to look into this layout template and is going to say, hey, find me this placeholder, and then I'll replace it with whatever contents I need to replace it with.
Okay.
So navigation, and I also need a sidebar.
Okay. And adding those placeholders is going to help me get rid of those horrible tables how?
Basically, now that I have this layout template, I control the layout. So I can put these guys inside of a div. For example, here. Let's have another div here. And then another div.
Okay, so you're taking all your three placeholders here, putting them in divs.
It's formatted nicely.
Oh, nice.
Maybe I'll add some text here, you know. Over here, step one contents.
And layout template is what's been added?
Yeah, layout template is what's been added.
Okay.
And so now when I run this guy, hopefully this is going to work. So basically now we see that the layout is slightly different because I, you know, it's all...
It rendered a little bit different.
A little bit different. It's a bunch of... actually, we should probably switch these guys up so it makes kind of more sense. Have this step at the bottom. Let's refresh the page. Okay, and so now if we click on View Source, well, View State is always nice. We have a few less tables right now at this point.
Okay. Yeah, a bunch of them disappeared, and now we've got a lot of divs.
So now we have a few divs. So here's the top div with the sidebar list. Here's the div with the step contents, and here's the div with a table that contains a button.
Okay, it's less gross.
So it's less gross, and we can make it even less gross because another feature that we added is support for list view inside of the sidebar layout template. So I can have a template for the sidebar, like so. Inside of there.
How many templates are there now in the wizard?
There's a bunch, more than you probably need to know.
But basically, anything I can take over now.
Yeah, basically anything you can take over now. So inside of my item template, I need a button with an ID.
Now, is this model something that's being repeated in other controls, this idea of adding a layout template and taking? Because you have two different things you want to do. You want to make sure that this old control doesn't break on 4.0, but you also want to make sure that people who care can really go nuts and do whatever they want to,
yeah.
Right?
So basically, by default, all, you know, as far as the wizard and create user wizard are concerned, by default, if people don't have a layout template, it's going to work just the way it used to.
Mm-hmm.
No change there. They have to explicitly add a layout template to support all of this nice formatting options that they have. Some other controls that we have changed, we've kind of created this. Some of the controls have a render outer table property.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really remember which ones off the top of my head, but basically, wizard was a pretty complicated control, so we kind of went with this item template control layout template approach. Some of the other ones were a bit easier to do, so we just kind of had to get rid of this outer table that was not really necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So different controls use slightly different approaches.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever is kind of the simplest way to enable better CSS support, get rid of some of this gnarly markup that we used to produce.
So other than the data grid, pretty much any control now has some way to turn off a table or add a template?
Yeah, pretty much all of them now.
Okay. What are we going to continue to do with the wizard here?
With the wizard here, I need to... So I have a sidebar template with a list view with an item template that has a button.
Okay.
I remember the wizard expects a specific button ID, and I can't really... I need to call the...
I noticed that more and more errors inside of DevTim Beta 2 seem to try to give you, like, actual usefulness.
Yeah. So this actually... Yeah, there's a lot of steps I'm doing here, but, you know, if I miss a step, there's going to be an error saying, hey, I need an iButton control with an ID sidebar button inside of here to make it work.
So it's literally telling you what to do. It's kind of funny because we used to get...
Step by step, what it is that you need to do to get this thing to work instead of just some missing item exception.
Okay. Control scroll this for me.
Let's see. Let's just let's make it a link button so it matches more with the way things used to render. So
we can, zoom in on that. So now you're changing the look of this.
Right.
Basically completely. You've taken over the button, you've taken over this content area, and you've taken over the links.
Yeah, I haven't taken over the button yet, but I've taken over this list of steps.
Uh-huh.
This kind of shortcut navigation between the steps.
Okay, so and the buttons are still being rendered by the...
Yeah, the buttons are still. So if I go to View Source here, it remembered the zoom.
Yeah.
That's nice. Let me zoom out a bit, actually. So now we see there's the outer div that was in the web form template, but mm-hmm. then there's the first div that wraps around the navigation list. So now you just see a link
mm-hmm.
with some JavaScript event handler stuff. Now you see another div with the step content, and what still remains is this single div with a table that has the next button.
So you've gotten rid of every table except the buttons at the bottom.
So in order to do that, I need to override the start navigation template, and I can put a button in here. I can say next, and I need to give it a command name, which is move next.
Could I put other kinds of things in there? Like you switched a button with a link button. I could,
you could do
whatever
that.
Control I want to.
Yeah, totally. So now that I have this, close out of this guy, refresh this page over here, actually. Let's go back to step one. And so now we see that the rendering is pretty much the way it was. Yeah. If I go on View Source over here,
Div input.
Div
now,
input.
Yeah.
So now all of those gnarly tables are gone.
All right. The only thing that's even a little bit yucky about that is the size of the IDs.
Yeah, the size of the IDs. So I wasn't going to talk about it, but you can basically use the...
Really? I wasn't going to put you on the spot.
Yeah. You
that's the only thing that's really kind of yucky about it.
Yeah, so you can use the new ID feature so we can have a specific one instead of this kind of concatenated control tree... name.
Okay, so we can set those and take control of those as well, and and then I could use, again, like jQuery or something to hook up.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah,
awesome.
So
well, it's good to know that people who are using .NET 2 are not screwed.
Yeah, we're not leaving them alone. Yeah, we're trying to improve everything.
Very cool. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate you taking the time.
No problem.